The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So Hugh Freeze was a coach at Ole Miss, and then there were about 5 billion scandals, and he had to walk away. Well, he got fired. And then he had to rehab his image. Like, he had inappropriate text messages, paying recruits, just a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So then he got a job at Liberty University, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yes.
Rehabbed his career. Now he's the head coach at Auburn, just recently named that. And he's very good. They'll win. There's no question. Auburn is a great place to go and win. And he's going to be very good until he leaves it in a mess like he has other places. But an interesting clip has come out. Remember on the first season of Last Chance U, there was the athletic counselor named Brittany that everybody said was having sex with the students or the athletes. I don't think she was, but that's how people referred to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing an interview. Now, she would have dealt with Hugh Freeze because he would have recruited at that college she worked mm-hmm. at. And she told the first thing that he looks at when he views a recruit that he says is the best evaluation you can.
First thing he does when he meets a player in person is he asks them to see their ankles.
Their ankles?
Mm-hmm. He wants to see their ankles. Or he wanted, when he was recruiting our players, he wanted to see their ankles. I saw it live and in person multiple times. He says that that has never failed him. A player, you can tell how athletic a player is by how skinny their ankles are. Mm-hmm. I was standing in the hallway and he was like, hey, dude, lift your pants leg up. And I'm standing there thinking like, what the hell's going on? And Christian lifts his pants leg up and he's like, all right, we're good. And I was like, coach, what the heck was that about? And he said, Brittany, it's never failed me. If a player has skinny ankles, they're super athletic. And I need athletic guys on my team.
Well, I could have tried out for his team then.
Yeah, you would have thought
I was the most athletic man in the world.
I got
really skinny ankles.
I think the rest of you has to be presenting as somewhat wider than what you offer.
That's
no offense.
That's not what she said. That's not what she said.
So never
I can
been,
wear
like,
a puffy coat.
Offensive linemen that have cankles? Probably not, actually.
I mean, probably not.
Relative to the rest of their body.
Especially at that age, you'd be surprising.
It's so
a weird
strange.
Thing. Everything about football recruiting and recruiting in general is when you take it out of that vacuum where it's accepted and go, that's pretty weird. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of weirdos in sports.
I forget which coach it was. You hear all these stories of dirty recruiting. He was working for LSU. I don't think it was Ed Orgeron, but it might have been somebody on his staff. It might have been him. I don't remember. But he was recruiting a guy that they thought was going to be really good, like they always do. And he had committed to Texas A&M, but he went and visited them at their home, I think in Texas, and had a really good chat with the kid and his mom. And the mom said, well, sir, we really like you and we appreciate you, but we've already committed to Texas A&M. And he's like, man, I thought I had him. We need this kid. So then on the drive home, he's thinking like, what can I do to flip this kid, as they say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gets an idea, and he's like going by a gas station. He's like, I could do it right now. And he's like, oh, God, it's bad. Like good devil, or, one mm-hmm. shoulder's good, the other shoulder's evil. And finally, the evil one won, so he pulls over, stops at a gas station, gets out his, doesn't use his cell phone, goes in and borrows their phone. He's still in Texas. And he calls the house and said, hey, this is so-and-so from Texas A&M. Just wanted to give you some bad news. We ended up over-offering, and we got to revoke our scholarship offer to you. We really like you, but we just don't have a place for you now.
Wow.
100% a lie.
That is dirty.
Got back in the car, and before he got 2 miles down the road, his phone rang, and it was the mom saying, we got to talk. Now, that's some dirty stuff.
It couldn't have been Orgeron, though, because that guy has...
He can't be fake.
There's no way. He's like...
it's definitely not Coach Orgeron.
Yeah, that guy sounds like Farmer Fran from The Waterboy. Like, he's not going to hide that.
This text, no one cares about stupid football. Move on.
I know they don't. Football is dumb. Everything you don't like is dumb. We know. Tell us what you like.
I always love that because I like to write them back and go, what do you want us to talk about?
Do you want to call them up?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then they'll go, I don't know. You're the professionals.
No, those are
just anything.
Just not
yes.
Sports. I love this. I love this.
I hate sports.
Your call cannot be
completed. Can we ever get these phones
to
work?
No, can't we just, can't one room just have a normal phone?
Yeah. I don't have to dial 9 and 1, then a code.
Okay. All right, here we go. We're calling you.
All right, let's find out what we can do
better. Showtime.
What can we do better?
Hello?
Hey, it's the Free Beer and Hot Mix Show. How are you? You're on the radio. We wanted to call you and get some topic ideas because I know you're not having the sports talk that we're doing. What's your name?
My name's Nick.
Hi, Nick. What do you want to talk about? Give us something that you're into. I want to make it better for you. I don't want all sports talk.
It's the Nick show.
Yep.
And
Nick,
go.
You give us a topic and we're going to go.
We'll run with it.
First, you got to take us off a Bluetooth speakerphone, whatever you're on right now, because your audio
quality. Turn the radio down.
It's terrible.
Who cares?
But you know that,
no,
Nick.
That's a good
you know
story.
That.
But in your defense, you didn't know we were calling.
True. Literally anything else.
You got to give us something.
No, no, no. You can't
say too much.
That's too broad. You can't do that.
We might talk about something else you also don't like.
Yeah. Like, what are you into?
Oh, he hung up.
Really?
Oh, come on,
that wasn't
man.
Even mean.
We're just asking.
Literally anything else. All right, let's talk
all
NBA.
Right, let's go back to soccer.
Pro wrestling?
Oh, soccer. Let's do that.
Let's
talk
about.
You
want to talk
about the odds of U.S. Versus Netherlands? Let's do
weird
it.
Weird shapes for the hands of gynecologists.
I would
things
like
that
talk
Steve
about
can't
that.
Hold above his head.
Forks would be a weird shape for a gynecologist's hands.
Good gravies.
Butter
these are all
knives.
Topics that are not what we were talking about. Man,
so much.
He'll text back in 5 minutes. Oh, I was driving through a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Phone cut me off.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, there were three texts from him. He surely had time to talk.
I mean, he had. Yeah,
he had texted
about opinions.
Okay, that person, Nick, we just talked to. Hot Wings, if you don't like zombies, don't watch them.
Okay, all
and
right.
And then 10 minutes later, nobody cares about soccer. Next subject. And then at 8:30, 7 minutes later, more sports. And then 2 minutes later, emoji sleeping.
Okay, so he's really, I mean, he was really bored. He hates everything we're talking about this morning. And we gave him an opportunity. But anything else, look, you can't say anything else because the three things we did in the last half an hour were things you hated.
It's just a shame he has
we
one of those radios
randomly do it.
That only has this station.
I want him to stay because in the next hour, we're going to do the worst Knicks in history.
What's his phone number?
It's 518, but I don't remember the rest. The worst Knicks in history. So far, we have that one and, like, nicking your nuts when you're shaving them. Those are the only two bad good. History Knicks I can think of.
Oh, man. Or, like, nicking a scab and then it opens up the scab again.
Yeah. Why is it that
the
worst things
Nick.
About Knicks are that guy and things that make you bleed?
I mean, beyond that, I have to just kind of be creative and say, like, Nixon.
Yeah. And the only good thing about Nick is that it rhymes with one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ticks.
Yeah.
I do love bricks. Ticks and bricks. Yeah. Oh,
Dumber.
Two of my favorite things.
He's got to be so happy now. We've moved on. It's
we
a
are.
Whole new topic.
Yeah, now we're talking about ticks and bricks.
Things bigger than Nick's penis. Ticks.
Yeah.
Oh, literally. Oh,
sick tick
literally
burn.
Anything else.
A tick Nick burn.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.